Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to For... Why do we always sound like we're in the best mood?
I think we're in a good mood today.
Why are we so happy all the time?
I have no idea.
What's
we complain all the time. Maybe that's why.
You know why people like us complaining? Because they know that underneath it all, we're like genuinely optimistic, happy people.
That's true. Shiny, happy people.
Like if our lives just were horrendous shit shows,
right?
I think it would be a drag to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
I think that we appreciate that our lives are good and we have plenty to be happy about.
Yes.
But then we bitch about all the little things.
That's why we come here.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
It's like therapy.
I know.
What's wrong with your eye?
I'm not crying, I promise.
Are you crying with happiness?
I'm crying from happiness.
Gratitude for our lives?
So let's paint the picture. It's Monday morning. We haven't seen each other in like forever, for God's sakes. No, we haven't seen each other since last Monday.
Yeah.
There's Kaylin's in a good mood.
Yep.
Dylan's happy.
Hey, everybody.
He's shiny and happy.
Dylan's walking around here with no paper currency to buy LB's candy bars.
Just a little update on Kaylin's love life.
Oh.
Going well.
Very well.
He added the word very.
He can't talk about her because
what kind of bullshit is this?
Respect her privacy. Oh, she doesn't like being talked about. You know what? You're on a podcast, all right?
That's what we talk about.
I've almost gotten divorced over this podcast.
No, seriously.
Trust me, I've tried to bring her around, but it hasn't worked so far.
We make sacrifices.
Let us talk to her. Let us at her.
We bleed for this podcast.
That's right. Speaking of podcasts.
Yeah.
If you like our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If you like our podcast, you're going to love the Collider Network on Podcast One.
Yeah.
It's the YouTube channel turned podcast super network has got with everything for your pop culture needs. Check out Collider Sports, Jedi Council, One-on-One with Kristen Harloff, Movie Trivia, Schmodown, Movie Talk, and much more. Check out the Collider Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Yeah. Also, something I personally love, and I know you do too, and I swear to God, I was just thinking about this morning.
Yeah.
Brooke Lennon.
I love.
I swear to God, every day I have some appreciation for my sheets.
Me too.
They're just nice sheets.
Yeah.
And I've washed them because I only use the Brooke Lennon sheets.
You know
I've washed them a billion times and they're still really nice.
You know what you're right about? And I break a nail every time I think about it. I'm like, she's right. They make it extra so it fits over the mattress.
There are sheets that are very extra.
Right.
In a good way.
Because they know what a pain in the ass it is to put on.
Yeah.
Sheets are pain.
Yeah, because I have a, this is not an ad for them, but I have a Casper mattress.
Uh-huh.
And they're very deep.
Deep.
Like they're a deep mattress. So they're almost like a tiny bit oversized.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think it'd be hard to put the sheets on. Not
with Brooke Lennon. I know.
This is not even in the copy, by the way.
Yeah,
they don't even know that that's the thing that makes
them great.
Brooke Lennon, if you're listening, you're missing a big selling point to us.
But I bet your other personal endorsements aren't saying this, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Anyway, they also look really nice, and I love my duvet cover, which is a pinstriped smoke
I have the
color.
Same. I think we have the same, but reversed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you plenty of pillowcases. Anyway, get some Brooke Lennon and see what we're
Go
so
look at their
about.
Website. They got really pretty stuff. And if you go to brooklinen.com, put in the promo code FCOL, you'll get $20 off and free shipping.
I love free shipping.
I know, right? You'll get $20 off and free shipping if you go to brooklinen.com. But you got to put in the promo code FCOL.
Yeah. And we'll do one more in the
All right.
We'll stop you in the middle
That's
of the show
enough.
And tell you about something else.
Are we done?
You moved.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
We didn't move yet.
You didn't move yet?
No. I was trying not to talk about it because I don't want to bore people with it. But since you brought it up,
I don't think it's boring.
Ugh, I'm so sick of it.
I heard, look, I don't want to start trouble.
Yeah.
But you guys, you and Adam have been married a long time. I doubt me bringing this up is going to really start trouble.
Yeah.
But I heard on our page from people that listen to his show that he was bitching about you getting movers.
Right.
Like defying him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was going to go punch him
in the
penis. Don't tweet Adam and say, Stephanie was once punching you in the dick.
What is he going to do?
Fire me?
Right. What's he going to do?
He's going to be like, Lynette, hey, mama.
Reel her in.
That lady's a bad influence on you. Yeah.
No, what did he say about you?
Why don't you go cook me a meal and fire that?
No, what did he say about you when we were traveling? Oh, just stick with Stephanie. She's got the chops.
Yeah, that was last year, though. Now maybe people are going to be like, Lynette's getting a lot of ideas in her head about, like, hiring help.
I know, right? No, yes. So, actually, I don't want to say it out loud, but today is the day we are moving our beds. So, we moved. So, what happened was I went rogue.
What happened?
Because I make my own goddamn money, and I ended up cleaning.
Yes, you do, girl. You go get that money.
I was going to hire the cleaning, but every day for like a week, I just went in and put a couple hours, Olga and I, and we actually ended up cleaning the whole house. So we didn't have to hire anybody to clean. But because of that, I said, fuck this shit. When he goes to Vegas, I'm going to hire a packing company.
Right.
And they came, and it was, well, first of all,
But tell me about the moment that you were like, okay, bye-bye.
When I said bye to him, when I dropped the bomb.
Safe travels.
When I dropped the bomb on him.
Yeah.
It was the best moment of my life.
Did you consider
telling him?
Yes. God, you read my mind.
Yeah. I wasn't going to.
Did you get nervous right before you did?
Yeah, I kind of felt. And they were like, well, what if he missed it? Because it was pouring rain.
Yeah,
it was
a
monsoon. And I thought, oh, what if his flight gets canceled and he comes home and then I get caught in the act?
And then he's going to be like, wow, you're a
cheating on me. He walks in the door and I'm sitting there with packing up, helping a guy pack up or telling a guy what to do. So as he was leaving, he goes, okay, I'm going to go. I'm leaving. I'll be back. I'll be walking through the door at 6 o'clock tonight. And I go, okay. And then I kiss him.
So
when I
he was really going on a 1 day trip?
Yeah, just for a day for some car show with DeAndrea, I guess.
Wow, why don't you stay overnight?
I know. If it was me, I would have, right?
What's the rush to get back home?
I know.
What are you doing here?
I know. So he's there for a day, right?
Right. You're like, save me having to get a hotel room for myself.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
So he's going for a car show. He's going to come, he's leaving at 10 a.m. Oh, and then the night before I was having, they're like, okay, the Packers said, we'll see you at 9 a.m. And Dylan was like, we had a.
You're like, stop for breakfast.
Yeah, I know.
Get some turkey bacon and some eggs. Relax.
Sorry. Yeah. So Dylan, the night before at our Corolla Drinks meeting, goes, so you good for tomorrow, the Packers? And is Dylan or Patrick, one of them, they go, oh, no. I said, yeah, they're coming at 9. I think it was Dylan goes, no, 9. It's like his plane leaves at 10:30.
I love that the whole crew,
everybody
knows. Cahoots.
I know.
With you.
I know. He goes, his plane leaves at 10:30. And I'm thinking, he's taking an airplane, right? He's got to get to the airport. He's got to check in.
Normal people.
Like, right. I would think 9 o'clock is safe, right? No, he's leaving out of Burbank. It's Vegas, so it's like a half hour drive, if that, to the airport. And he doesn't check a bag. He's just getting on the plane. So Dylan's like, no. He's like, tell them no. He said, no, tell them to get there later. And Patrick said, 10:30. Tell them 10:30 to be safe. So at 9 o'clock the night before, he said, come at 10:30.
It's like dealing with the CIA.
And then I have to explain to them. Right. Then I got to explain to them.
Like, don't leave a paper trail. Do not email me about this.
Right.
All subject lines should be encrypted.
Right. Exactly. Where's Carrie? Where's Carrie Matheson?
Anytime movers should always be replaced with grocery lists.
Yes, there you go.
Or meal planning.
Right.
So he could think I'm
right.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm busy.
Meal planning, not moving.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
So then the night before, I tell them at the last minute, and then what happened then? So I feel like a jackass because I got to explain to this guy now, like, sorry, don't come at 9, come at 10:30. And he's like, is that going to give us enough time, you know, for the crew to pack everything up? And I go, oh, you'll have plenty of time because you guys got to be out of there by 5:30 at the latest. The guy's like, okay. I said, let me be real here. I said, the husband doesn't really know about you guys coming. So, you know, and then he goes, he texts back, I got it. And then he texts back the thumbs up. I was like, oh, good, good. We're on the same page. So then, so weird. So then the next morning.
You got to do what you got to do, girl.
Right?
I'm proud of you for doing it.
Thank you. So then the next morning, he's leaving, goes, I'll be walking through the door at 6:00. I said, okay, good to know. And then he goes, all right, Mama, packing day. He goes, you and Olga, I get your pack on. And I go, yep, me and Olga and a couple of my moving friends are coming to help me pack. And he's like, huh? I go, you know, they're professional packers. That's all. And he goes, what? I go, bye. Close the doors. Pouring rain. And I'm at the door. It's pouring rain. And he's walking out. And he goes, huh? And he turns around. And I go, bye. Have a good flight. Close the door.
You did?
Yes.
And he left?
And he left.
He didn't try to call you?
No.
But then he talked about it.
He talked about what? That I had packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he came home and he saw the whole place packed up, like perfectly labeled, all like the same boxes. Like it comes from this room going into this room. You know, I mean, they
right,
like.
Right, 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 right.
You know, and so he knew. And I go, yeah, I had a couple of my friends, air quotes. And he goes, yeah, all right, all right, all right. And he goes, where's the organizing girl? I like that. I like the part where the organizing girl comes in. Because I told them that.
The one who organized your spices like 8 years ago?
No.
Who named her kids Ocean and Beautiful?
Beauty and was it Beauty? Honestly, people, we are not joking. I had a mommy friend when my kids were in preschool in Studio City, California. I remember she was bleach blonde hair and she was pale as a ghost and no makeup with the red lipstick, like wannabe Gwen Stefani, you know?
Right, right, right.
And she's like had a job. She's a mama consultant. And she came and organized. People know the story.
Anytime you call yourself a consultant, you're not a consultant.
That's code for bullshit.
Yeah.
Same as a
also coach.
Documentarian.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You got a coach.
Oh, yeah. Coach
is code for no degree.
No degree. Although she does have a degree. But yes. Yes.
I don't understand life coaches.
Life coaches.
That's just like I got a lot of good ideas and I'm bossy.
Right.
So
listen
pay
to me. Uh-huh. Well, you know that girl, she charged. Remember the girl?
Yeah,
that
she charged you a shitload of money to throw away your spices.
Right. But remember one girl, the harem girl that came on our show who
Jillian.
Was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes. Knew her.
Wait, was she pregnant?
Was it her?
At the time?
She was pregnant and she wanted to go for a walk around the lake. And she was a friend, like kind of acquaintance. And she goes, I'll go with you for a walk around the lake. I remember her telling us the story. And then she charged her $75.
Oh,
remember
my God.
That? Remember that?
The balls. Well, how about this? She named her child Beauty.
Yes.
How much overconfidence do you have to name your kid Beauty? You got to have a lot of faith in your genes and abilities to produce pretty kids.
I know.
So that fits with charging people to go for a walk with you.
Right. Totally. Like, you got fucking balls. Tromba la faccia, as the Italians would say. Like, you got fucking balls.
How do you say that?
Tromba la faccia.
Tromba la faccia.
La faccia.
Guys.
Tromba la faccia.
Tromba la faccia.
Stephanie's
writing it down.
I smell
a t-shirt. Tromba la faccia.
You got balls.
Tromba la faccia. That's hilarious.
I don't even know if it's the right way to say it, but I know that's how my family said it.
Tromba la faccia.
Like face. Facci.
Tromba la faccia.
Like you got a lot of face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tromba la faccia. Like that, yeah.
Tromba la faccia.
There you go. There you go. She got her fingers.
Well, that's what I say to that chick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, bye.
So she charged people. So she was a professional. But that's not the professional organizer you were talking about.
No. This is a woman that was. So these guys that do the social outlier company that works for us, they're like a, what do you call them? You know, social media, whatever.
Yeah.
One of their guys was like showing me. He goes, my wife and I, they had a baby. They have two baby, like small kids. And he goes, this woman, what we hired at the office. And she did such a good job organizing the office that we hired her to come to my house. And he's like showing me the closet and how all his shoes are organized. And he's like, she is worth every penny. She's awesome. She's low key. And I met her. And so I got her phone number. And Adam likes the idea of having somebody come in and organize.
Mm-hmm. He's so, I like it too.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's going to cut. So anyway. So I hired the packers. I thought I would be doing nothing that day. Like, just like, yeah, that goes here and this goes. Not really. I was busy. But I wasn't as busy as I usually am. I did have, like, breaks in between. It was kind of nice. Like, they were packing everything. And it was beautiful because by 6 o'clock, the whole house was packed up. Everything packed.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So right now everything's packed up, and that was last week, though.
Yeah, that was last week.
That was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So today's Monday.
Right.
So you've been living in a house with everything's in organized boxes?
The plan was that was Thursday we packed up.
Okay.
The plan was for Friday moving or finishing packing. I don't know. And then Saturday move. And then Adam on – okay. So Friday afternoon – I said, where's the movers? Are they coming? And Adam's at work. And I'm in the middle of 8 podcasts. Okay, he's complaining about all the work he's got to do. And he's trying to organize these guys. Which guys? I don't know.
It's his fault that you're moving anyway.
Well, I know. But, like, that's what I want. And I did tell him. I go, Adam, this is why I wanted to just hire a moving company. Because he's
also,
like,
is why you didn't want to move.
I know. But I like the house that we're moving into. I hate the house we live in right now. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like it. It's all right. It's like, I like the house we're moving into.
Oh, my God. I haven't even seen the house that you have right now. I'm still two houses ago.
Behind.
That's how much you moved.
Well, you're right. You're right. I didn't want to move the first time. You're right. I didn't want
right.
to live.
Okay.
So
got
this
it.
House we're moving into
right.
is the
it
final.
It was supposed to be your temporary house.
Right.
But then you fixed it up and Adam
right.
built the pool.
Right.
Right. But I was at your last house.
Yes, the first house that we lived
in. You were fine with being in that house.
Until Adam wanted to build his dream house.
Right.
And until then, we lived in
that
house.
We were going to live in the other temporary house.
Right. Not the temporary house, but the one we bought that we moved into that you were at. We were fine staying there.
Right. But then Adam wanted to build a dream house.
Right.
But then you guys were arguing about that. So eventually he was like, okay.
No. Yes.
Let's just buy a house that's more ready to move into.
But we could have stayed in that house.
That's what I'm saying. You never wanted to live in the next house.
Right. In the house we live in. Right. We could have stayed there.
Did that house sell yet?
5 years. No, it's still up on the market. Why? Because it's ugly. That's why. Blah. The colors. Ugh. Anyway. So
you didn't move because – so he was in the middle of 8 podcasts.
He was trying to get these guys over here, like his guys over at the car shop to go to our house. So he sends one guy named Jose, who I've never met before.
You can't have one person
One
move.
Guy. And he took all the boxes that they packed to the new house,
okay.
little by little. One guy by himself. Then Emmy came, Paola's husband, who works here. I know. At like 4 o'clock when he had to get off work on a Friday. So Friday afternoon at like 4 to 5 we have about 3 guys moving the boxes that we packed, that I had packed, over to the new house. So then, come to think of it, on Friday, so now imagine this. Friday, I hear him on the phone. He goes, so I see you guys, Roberto, Alvaro, I'll see you guys tomorrow Saturday morning, you know, to move the beds. What? Oh. All right. Then I guess we'll move on Monday. I was like, wait.
Okay, but what about also beds? What about like dining room table? What
yeah,
about dressers? What about all that heavy stuff that professional movers do?
I know. Because this house was temporary, we don't have a dining room table. We had a bar where we sat at with bar stools. That's what we had. And the new house has.
But you had to have had dressers, no dressers?
We have 1, 2, 3 now. Sonny and Natalia, they really don't have. So. And then
so
Sunny doesn't.
What
really,
about couch? What about
couch? So the beds. There's the beds and the couch. There's like one couch, and that's pretty much all that is really left to move. And that's what they're moving today. And tonight we're gonna finally sleep in the new house. And Sunny's like, I don't know, can't we stay here for a little longer? Because I know him, and I think he's a scaredy cat, and he doesn't want to sleep in his new bedroom.
Yeah,
because. I don't blame him. His bedroom, again, is like the furthest from everybody's bedroom because he doesn't want to be next to Natalia. And
right.
he had a choice between the bedroom next to Natalia and the guest room. So he took the guest room. And so you don't want to be next to Natalia. But now you're like all the way at the end of the house where nobody else is. But I don't know how that's going to work out for you. But we'll see. But anyway, so tonight's going to be our first night.
Wow. But everything's like – is there cable and electricity and all?
Yeah.
So you'll be like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Styling. Well, yeah. Yes. Once you're in.
Yes. That's what we were trying to make sure everything was done. And
that's the worst part about moving.
I know.
It's like the first couple nights you're like, wait, the TV doesn't work.
Well, that's what Adam's number one thing was. The TVs have got to work before we move in. And he's like, at least the one in my office and in our bedroom. And I was like, okay, but the kids have to watch TV because they can watch it on their laptops or their Chromebooks or whatever. I know.
Do you know how lazy I've gotten?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even watch TV in my bedroom because it seems like a bit of a pain in the ass to like turn. This is going to sound terrible, but to turn it on,
I know.
Get it to DirecTV, figure out what I want to watch, find the blah, blah.
I'll just listen
to a podcast.
Yeah.
It takes me 2 seconds. I like just click, hit play, put it on my sleep timer.
Did you see the post on our Facebook, on our Reel It In page, where she's like, am I just a no-getter because the Black Mirror episode? Did you see that episode?
I didn't.
And she's like, it's way too much work for me.
Right. Television is passive. It's supposed to be passive. Stop trying to engage
me. Click here, click there, click here. It's like you get to direct the way the show goes,
I guess. No, you plan it out.
I know.
It's your show. You directed it.
What are you looking at me for? I'm not getting paid. I don't get a producer credit. Why do I got to direct the way the show goes? Right?
What if I don't like the way it turns out?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to blame me?
Right.
My fault? I'm the heavy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not responsible.
Kaylin, you saw it. Did you like it?
What?
You don't know which episode, how he turned out for him, right?
But you did tell me when you took us to the airport on that fateful night.
The Choose Your Own Adventure Black Mirror episode?
Yeah, Bandersnatch is the name of the episode. Yeah.
Right.
Did you like it?
I mean, I liked it in the sense that it was something that's never been done before. Ever.
Yeah.
Okay, that turns me off right there. As soon as I hear, like, well, it was different, no thanks.
No.
That's like my thing about, like, oh, well, the cinematography was great. Nope.
No.
Pass. Hard pass.
I mean, I really appreciate like
all the work. The costumer should win an Academy Award.
Pass.
Next.
No, really, all the work that went into it and like the amount of hours that you can spend like pretty much watching a different story if you take long enough, I thought was really awesome. But
did you watch both versions?
Both versions?
There's more?
Oh, yeah. So I've been reading up on this a lot.
What is it? Like, can you explain?
So there's essentially five main endings to that episode.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's 12 alternate endings, which kind of are ones that end short. Like if you pick the right option, then you'll get like a shorter ending without finding the main ending. So there's essentially five main endings, 12 shorter endings.
Oh my god, this is like a fucking scavenger hunt.
And then there's like secret endings that are so hard to unlock that you kind of have to go online to figure out what they are.
No.
Wow.
I can't figure out a regular episode half
the
time.
You can't even turn your TV on.
I have to go to a Reddit forum to go like, can somebody explain the ending of that Black Mirror episode?
I know.
And then I have to read like 30 different opinions
on
what it meant.
And
that's with one ending. That they're like, this is how it ends.
Yes. I know, right?
Imagine having to go, but did anybody get to the wood? That this like, happened? No, they would have lost me.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, hey.
I have such a bad memory. I forget who the main character was by the end of the episode. It's like I'm watching TV. At my age, it's like I'm stoned all the time.
Me too.
I'm just like, who was that guy?
Me too. I feel like I get drugged because I'm out like a light after 5 minutes in. And then the next night, I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch Black Mirror again.
Yeah.
And then the next night again and again. It's like Groundhog Day. I just watched the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember this. Did I watch this one? It says played.
Right.
But I don't.
Right, right. Yeah. Like Escape from Dan Mora. Is that right? I've only seen 1.5 of the episodes and it's the same. I go, oh, I'm going to watch this part again just so I make.
Right.
And then I'm out. And it's like somebody drugged me. And then, I have you seen that show? Have you watched it?
I have not watched it because
same thing.
I really do want to see it. But every time I get in bed, I go,
yeah.
Do I want to start a show?
Right.
Or do I want to listen to the podcast?
Right. See, I'm running. Did you watch? You watched it.
Oh, yeah. I was the one that told you guys to watch it. I really liked it. And
it's really good.
I mean, if you said to me, I watch Game of Thrones and I don't know any of the characters, I'd be like, okay, I understand that. But Escape from Dan, they're all in prison.
I know,
they're all
I know.
The same characters. That's kind of the hardest show not to remember people on.
Kaylin, have you met us?
Wait, who's Benicio Del Toro?
If there's a way to get confused, we'll find it.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, podcast. So, podcasts become my new best friend now because I, you know, I don't know if you heard, but I'm moving. And I have to, you know, do stupid, monotonous shit. And I got to, like, you know, I want to listen to something that I can take my mind off of as I'm working. But
right.
I've gotten through, like, the good ones that you've told me. And then,
it's
then
a real
I don't
problem.
Like when I get caught up.
I know.
It's sad.
It's a major problem.
Well, can you give me?
Well, I am listening to a new one, but I warn you that I'm already a little bit annoyed with it, but it's called Sleuth. Somebody recommended it to me.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's with it's about that Dan Wozniak case.
Oh, right.
You remember that
you
case?
You mean the guy that invented Microsoft?
Yes.
And murdered.
And then murdered?
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? That guy like
Wozniak.
Dated Kathy Griffin
yeah.
for a while,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, his last name was Wozniak.
Wozniak.
Yeah.
But this is a different guy.
Okay.
This is a guy
common
who murdered two people. Okay, there's been a 2020 and a 48 hours about it. I think he was in Long Beach and he was engaged to be married to this girl and they were actors. So he was like in this theater company.
Yeah.
And he murdered a guy in their like apartment complex and he murdered a girl and he tried to make it seem like the guy raped and murdered the girl. He tried to frame somebody, but he got busted. And he's in jail now. But
spoiler
the
alert.
Point – well, no, because it's based on the – you have to – you pretty much know that that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But what this podcast is exploring is the fact that what – and what these shows didn't really cover is that it seems very obvious that the girlfriend, the one that mm-hmm. was going to – is a total fucking sociopath and was probably masterminded it and then let him go down for it.
Really?
She is in jail as an accessory after the fact because she lied.
Did they live in a mansion or a big house?
No. They lived in like an apartment complex.
When did this – what year?
And they were kind of young, but they're both like psychopaths. The guy killed this guy, dismembered the body, and then remember this, and then he got a guy, they basically for the guy's money. The first guy they killed,
right.
They only killed the girl to frame the guy so it made it look like
he killed
him.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But then that guy's dead, and then they got his PIN number for his bank account,
mm-hmm.
and he was sending this kid in to get the guy's money so that the murderer didn't have to go to the ATM and be filmed on the ATM
uh-huh.
getting the guy's money.
Mm-hmm.
He got a guy to go get the money and then bring him the money.
Smart.
Yeah. And basically that guy got caught.
Why'd he kill? Why'd they kill somebody?
They wanted the guy's money.
Oh.
They just wanted the guy's money. They're psycho.
Hmm.
Says he wanted – but there seems to be a lot more to the story. And
right.
definitely this girl was really bad news and that was not covered in a lot of the things.
So it's
called Sleuth and there's a ton of episodes and she does a lot of interviewing people about – that knew the people. And it's interesting. It's no cold.
No, it's no cold.
But
well,
it's keeping my attention. But I'm not like, oh my God, I must go walk the dog right now so I can listen to the next episode.
Okay.
But it's decent. I think you'll like it.
Okay. Because I listened to – I'm all caught up on Cold, which is this –
Me too.
Which is amazing.
I'm so mad.
I know. It's – if you guys like real audio of shit, you guys have to – I know you've heard the Josh Powell story before, but oh my God.
It's so good.
Anyway, we talked about that. And – the other one I'm listening – oh, Broken Hearts I'm listening to, and I'm all caught up on that one.
Me too.
I mean, what a nut job that Jen chick is. And what's up with the Sarah girl? Why couldn't she speak up and go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I never understand how, like,
two people
are in – I don't know if it's like they're doing it together, but how is one person so psycho and the other – how do they find each other?
I know.
Like you're abusing your kids and somebody else is kind of signing off on it.
I know. I don't get it.
Or you're both doing it.
Right.
How do you find somebody and you're like, let's adopt kids. And
right.
then one of you turns out to be kind of psycho
and
abusive.
Go,
and the other one's
kids.
Like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you thought of that.
Right. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
You're reading my mind. What do you want to do? Withhold food? You want to burn, put cigarettes out on them?
It's crazy. Like, how does the first time your partner, who you adopted all these kids, the first time they do something crazy, mm-hmm. aren't you like, what the fuck?
I know. Who
are you?
Yeah. And then also, what's up with the agencies that are like investigating them for child abuse, and then they leave and move to another county, and it's like, oh,
they let them get more kids.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. No problem. How many you want? Yeah. You know, like, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Society's fucked up. And let me ask you a question about dismembering. Why is it always, you know, like, look, me and you.
Always with the dismembering.
Like, right? I mean, think about the mess that must happen. Like, when you dismember something, why is it always so, seems pretty common. I mean, we are big Sword and Scale fans, right?
Right.
Sword and Scale Rewind, we've talked about how all the dismembering that happens. It's like, especially when you're like that loser. Remember the loser that dismembered the girl?
Yeah, and the Steven. Steven. I thought we were friends.
Steven is a fucking stoner, weirdo, Dumbo. Like,
I know.
How does he have the wherewithal to dismember somebody?
And you know when having get
clean
caught?
Them up.
Going to Home Depot and getting tools.
That's when they get that. How is it that they get caught with that because of that, but not because of all the fucking mess in their bathroom?
Right. Like, you know what? Think about it. If you dismembered somebody.
Right.
Adam would never let you hire professional cleaners.
God, no. I would have to do it myself.
You and Olga could do it. And you'd be like, Adam, all we have is Windex. And he'd be like, make it work, mama.
I know. I know. Listen, just tell Olga to come. She doesn't have to stay late. Just have her come 2 hours early.
He'd be like,
and don't leave a ring in the bathtub either, please. Enough with the ring in the bathtub. Like, get a scrub. Use some Ajax. Put some muscle into it.
Yeah. He'd be like, Lynette, we have Ajax. Come on. He'd be like, I've done this a million times. You can do it.
Come on.
You need a project.
You need a project.
Oh my God! Let's do an ad.
We're going to hell. Are
and
we
then
going
I
to
have
hell?
To ask you a question.
Okay.
Let's talk about Instacart.
Yes.
This
my new favorite.
Yeah.
This is up my alley.
You like time savers?
I could get behind this. That's for sure.
Nobody got time to spend all day at the grocery store.
Not with the packing, the moving, and the dismembering and the cleaning up. Who's got time?
I end up at the grocery store sometimes several times a day. But no more thanks to Instacart.
I downloaded the app. I got to get started.
You can get coupons.
Mm-hmm.
They give you exclusive coupons so you can save a lot of money.
Yes.
So anything extra that you would pay for Instacart, you can save in the coupons that you get.
Right.
You can get your groceries delivered in as little as an hour or at a time that works with your schedule.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Other perks, not sitting in traffic.
Ugh. How about the parking in the parking lot at the grocery store?
The worst. How about, have you tried to park at Trader Joe's?
Oh, that I hate it. It's always tight parking at Trader Joe's.
That's an all-day affair. Plus, think of the body work you end up getting having to pay for your car for the accidents that happen in the Trader Joe's lot.
Oh, I know.
See, we're funny with these ads,
when
too.
Adam gets mad at me, that's what I'm going to tell him. Listen, I saved a ding in my car, okay? You should thank me.
If you would like the convenience of Instacart and you want to get $10 off your first order, get this limited offer. Go to instacart.com or download the mobile app like Lynette did and use the promo code FCOL at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today at instacart.com or through the mobile app. And don't forget the code FCOL.
Yeah. You know, one thing, though, that's really great about it is they keep the items hot that need to be hot, and they keep the items cold that need to be cold.
That's,
so you don't just have to go and get canned food, you know?
Right.
They do all your groceries.
Right.
Which is awesome.
You can get perishables.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we can get back to podcast. I just don't have any new ones. If people have some new ones, send them our way.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question that may be very boring to our listeners, and I could save it for after we get off the air, but you know what? Screw it. I'm going to ask you because it's on my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I have – let me buckle up. This is really more – might be a question for Adam, but I'm going to ask you because you're married to Adam for a long time, so you might just have an
proxy.
Idea.
Okay.
I live in a great neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I love my neighborhood.
I know where you live. Yeah.
You know where I live.
I know where you live.
I love our little neighborhood.
I know where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our house is too small. Mm-hmm. When we moved in, we moved into like 1,400 square feet, like 1,300 square. I don't know. When we moved in, we did not have any kids and we're not necessarily going to have them. Mm-hmm. So we moved into a 3-bedroom, mm-hmm. 2-bathroom house, bigger than anywhere I'd ever. Well, since I was growing up, I lived in big houses, but mm-hmm. that's because we lived in Spokane, Washington, where a house was $50,000.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So we all – I grew up with room to spread. Okay, let me take you back.
Yeah.
When I was formative years, like 2 to 12,
right.
we were cramped into like this 2-bedroom duplex with 3 kids.
Uh-huh.
And then my parents moved their bedroom into the living room and put up like plastic beads to separate the room.
So 70s.
I mean, so 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
This just came into my mind. They changed the beads at one point for these. They made these like fabric curtains out of weird different kinds of fabrics.
Uh-huh. So it like moved cool.
And then they sewed it all together. So it was super hippie.
That's cool.
They sold pot. So what are you going to do?
Hello,
you
know? Darkness, my old friend.
So that was terrible.
They sold pot.
Whatever.
Okay.
Let's not even... I don't need the FBI showing up at my house. Okay. So then when I was 12, so my brother was 7 years younger and my sister was 9 years younger. So they were little.
Right.
In a room. I had a room. And then we moved to Spokane, Washington when I was 12, starting junior high.
Yeah.
And then we lived in a big house, big ranch style house, and everybody had a bedroom. Yeah. You get a bedroom. You get a bedroom.
You get a bedroom.
I was moved into the downstairs. It was like we had a bunch of bedrooms upstairs, and then there was a full down, like kind
like
of an unfinished basement with a rec room and like a laundry room and like a bomb shelter. And then I had this room that was cold all the time, but it had this little bathroom. I was happy as can be.
Were you afraid down there at 12?
I think not. I think I was like kind of psyched.
Okay.
And as I got older, like maybe 14, 15, I used to climb out of the window.
Geez. Okay.
Which was right below my parents' window.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, my parents were like fucking 3 times a week and I had to hear it. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
God.
What?
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Now you're telling me? How many years have we known each other? Now you're telling me this?
I had to hear the sounds of my parents' lovemaking through the vent
that
went from their bedroom to my bedroom and like amplified. So I'm telling you, I was traumatized.
Oh,
my
God.
I had to hear the sound. I know exactly how my mom sounds when she's having an orgasm.
Oh, my God. Talk about cringe. I'm going to tell Natalia that next time she makes fun of me when I start doing my dancing in front of her and her friends. Like, cringy. Okay, you want to know what cringe really is?
Yeah. Try listening to your parents. Fuck.
Oh, my God. What did your mom sound like?
Oh, my God. John and I still make fun of it. Because I told him the story. Yeah, she would go, ooh, Gilly. Ooh, Gilly. Ooh, Gilly.
I wish we could put that on a drop.
I would just, like, my whole body would just, like, I would want to die. Like, I would do anything to not have to hear it.
Oh, my God. That, you really were abused when you were a kid.
I know.
That,
so sometimes, I remember the first time I snuck out of the house was when they were, like, having sex. And I was like, I got to get out of here.
Oh, my God.
So my best friend lived right across the street.
Right.
So I would crawl out of the window and just go over to her house. And then eventually, she and I would crawl out and just – and, like, go to the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then – oh, yeah. That's – oh, my God. I was young because I moved when I was 16, moved again across the country. So between junior high and the beginning of high school is when I would sneak out of the house on the regular. We would walk to the corner and get picked up by whatever guys were going to come get us.
Oh, God.
Then go drive around.
And you were
– and drink beer.
How old? 13?
No, at that 14, point 15? I was like 15. Yeah, 15. Because when we moved again, I had just turned 16. So I was up to no good, Albie's age.
I'm still horrified that you had to listen to your parents.
I know.
That's horrible.
I know.
God. Okay. So you lived in the...
I mean, good for them on the one point.
Well, I know.
They had a good marriage.
They got their freak
bad
on.
Bad for me.
Yes.
Yeah. They did not slow down.
How long? Really? So how long were they married at that point?
I mean, well, I guess not that long at that point.
So they were still kind of fresh.
I mean, you know, this thing is, they had known each other, though, through my mom's whole marriage to my biological father.
Right.
They were friends.
Right.
I thought we were friends. My mom sort of got him in the divorce. So then they started living together when I was by the time I was like six. I mean, they were married by the time I was seven.
Oh, so he was like your dad. Like, he's all you've really – like a father.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't remember ever living with my biological father.
I think you might have liked him. I like him better from the stories I've heard. I mean, listen, nobody gets a prize.
They're both – which one do you like better?
I think I like your biological dad better because your stepdad seems just like straight up asshole. Like you're
– yes.
At least your biological dad had a sense of humor.
He did
he
have
was
a sense
of humor.
Stand-up
comic. Like,
yeah. But he also – refused to give a dime child support or money, and also didn't call me for like 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, no, I mean, trust me.
Except once on his birthday to say, like, hey, happy birthday to me. Yeah. So, no, I didn't really win either way.
Right. Right. Nobody's
but the
getting
point is,
parent of the year.
I wasn't trying to go down the rabbit hole of like my sad upbringing. I'm over it. The thing is.
Yeah.
During my formative years of like being a teenager, I always had my own room.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and brother always had their own room.
Right.
Now, we live in LA where housing prices are enormously
insane.
Higher.
No, I know.
And, you know, I am a podcaster mm-hmm. for a living. Mm-hmm. Okay, but here's the thing. Here's
Who
the
are
thing.
You?
Yeah. So we live in this house that has – so I have a – John and I have a room. And LB has had her own room. So when we moved in, just mm-hmm. to take you back, we found out I was pregnant, mm-hmm. which was great. Okay, so now we got a baby's room.
Right.
We have our office and we have our bedroom.
Perfect.
We're great.
Right.
Then I found out that I was having twins and I was like, holy fucking shit, our life is ruined, first of all. Second of all, we're like, well, what are we going to do? Like, we couldn't afford at that point to move, and that seemed –
yeah.
Hard.
No, I know.
So we were like, okay.
Let's make the best
of
what we
Let's make
got.
The – so we had this lanai.
Oh, lanais. Yeah.
Yeah, we
what
had a lanai.
What year is your house built?
In the 50s.
Okay.
So it had this enclosed porch that was all glass. It was like a greenhouse effect. So it would be really hot out there. It wasn't – it was permitted as a porch.
My friends had that. Okay. I know where you live because my friend Pam, mm-hmm. Mike Gerstein, they all – because I went to school there. They all lived in those – areas and they some houses had those lanai.
Yeah. So we decided, okay, let's make that into actual living space.
Okay.
So that will be our like den slash office slash playroom.
Right.
So we did it. It cost a lot of money mm-hmm. because we thought it was permitted space, but it was permitted as a porch.
Mm.
It wasn't permitted as living space part of your house.
Right.
So we were like, okay, then let's do it right. When we got like higher ceilings in there and we made it really nice and it's part of the house and it's an open kind of concept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we didn't really think that far ahead because mm-hmm. so Sadie and Xander share a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not teeny tiny, but it's not like a huge bedroom.
Right.
So now LB has her own room, Sadie and Xander share a room, and now they're 11.
Mm-hmm.
So John and I have been – and. Leading for the last few years, we've been like, oh, maybe we should move,
mm-hmm.
get a bigger house. But it's like now the market is tough, as you know.
Yes.
And okay.
Can I just say also the down payment that they want now?
Right.
Is astronomical.
Right.
They want 30%.
Right.
In some cases, a 30-35% of the down payment. That's a lot of fucking money.
I'm sorry. I thought he was waving it. Yeah. So, okay. So. Now I'm like, you know what? We're not poor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like – okay. So I said to John recently, like, Sadie and Xander share a room and they're 11.
Yeah.
And at some point I just feel like, are they really going to go into high school sharing a bedroom? Like, that seems like not cool.
Right.
And then John was like, well, I mean, if we lived in New York –
That's
true. Where his inner Adam comes out.
Right.
He's like,
yeah,
if we lived in New York, that's what people do.
Right.
Like, they'll make it work. Right. They're fine. They're fine.
It's Adam.
No, they're not
answer.
That fine.
No, I know.
But so then we started talking about, like, our options. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if we moved, we would have to change neighborhoods dramatically because we'd have to go to, like, Granada Hills or Northridge or North Hills and, like, find a nice property in not as nice a neighborhood as we live
mm-hmm.
in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we could do that, but like you said, down payment, Mm-hmm. And so then all of our equity that we have in our house right now mm-hmm. would go into a huge down payment in our new house.
Yes.
And then to keep our mortgage the same, mm-hmm. we'd have to qualify for a really good loan,
right.
which would be challenging. And mm-hmm. Okay. So then I was like, well, what are our other options? So I said, well, maybe we could build another bedroom onto our house.
Yes.
But we don't have a big lot. So then I was like, okay, we could – here's some options. Build up mm-hmm. is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a one-story house, right? Yeah.
One-story house. We have a flat roof,
uh-huh.
which could be a good thing, right?
Yeah.
For building, adding
yes.
a bedroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or we could convert our garage and make it part of our house.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could try to build forward,
mm-hmm.
like Elby's room.
Front yard.
Not really, but there is space there. It wouldn't like come out. I mean, we would still have space. Some houses have done it in our neighborhood, like so that the side of the house would come out as far as the garage comes
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
then
see.
The front door would be like a path
right.
down the middle. So mm-hmm. that it would be like.
Yeah. Right.
Come out forward on both sides.
Uh-huh.
Right now it's like the garage comes out forward and then the house is back here.
Yes. I gotcha.
So. Do you think one of those options would be preferable to trying to move?
Yes.
Also, if I tried to move, the downside of that too is we'd have to change school systems.
I know.
I mean,
no.
Not school systems, but like I asked Elby, I was like, let's just say we move to like a bigger house in like Granada Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't see how we could come to like the high school that you'd have to change high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no.
Right.
And I thought, well, yeah, I'd say no if I was her too. I wouldn't want that.
No. No. And by the time you move, she's going to be in high school, right? Like,
because she's starting high school this year.
That's right. See, no.
So even if we got our shit together and figured out to make a move, she would have started high school somewhere else.
Let me tell you something, Stephanie. To do an add-on is a lot easier than what people really think.
Okay, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I would think at first when I would be like, oh, it sounds so arduous. Like, I just don't know. Like, it just sounds over. But being married to somebody that can do it, you know, and it's not just because he can do it. I see what it is. Demo. Demo takes like, they demo the area that needs to be built. It should only take maybe a week to if you get a crew in there that knows what they're doing. And then, you know, but the thing is what I suggest is you get permits or figure out what.
I mean, we've done it before.
Yeah.
They had to build our back. I have still have pictures of all the construction that went on.
Okay. So did you get a permit for that?
Yes. Everything was permitted.
Okay.
We didn't do it. The contractor took care of it.
I mean,
we had to pull the permit for what was permitted, but then they realized. You actually can't use this permit, so they had to go do it. They did everything the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is up to code again.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so you think we should? But do you think between like extending or going up or redoing the garage?
If
we redid the garage, it's a big space, and people have done it in our neighborhood. The only problem is we would definitely have to be invested in living there for a long time because you have to undo it if you're going to try to sell it.
Yeah.
Can't be like, oh, sorry, there's no garage.
Right.
I mean, unless you try and we could say like, hey, if you don't like the fact that there's this.
I would say the garage is your third choice.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I would have the contractor come over and ask him, what does he think? What's going to be the most cost effective? What's going to be that makes most sense, the easiest to get permitted, whatever, you know, because sometimes permits are a pain in the neck. And I would suggest going up as your first choice and see what they think about that.
But do people do that these days?
Well, look in your neighborhood. I would also go about what they know.
Not a lot, but they do. But
would it be obstructing somebody's view or something?
No.
Okay.
We back up to like a busy street in our backyard.
Okay.
So it doesn't back – it's not going to affect anybody like behind us.
Okay.
No one's behind us.
Okay. That's good.
And to either side, no. Nobody would care that much. And it would be kind of obstructed in a way. We're kind of in – we're on – it's not a cul-de-sac, but we're on like a back
– I know.
Curved street. Like it's off of mm-hmm. the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would – and the house next door to us is two stories.
Okay. Did they build that on?
probably a long time ago. And then there's a house across the street from us that's giant and doesn't fit into the neighborhood
yeah,
and
I
is
hate
two
that.
Stories. But that's because they're the main realtors for the – they do
– Oh, you should ask them.
Should I ask them?
Yeah, you should ask them. And the thing is when you when people do these add-ons and stuff, you also want to make sure they do it right so it looks authentic, like it's part of
– Right. That's what John's first thing was like, I don't want it to look like some bolted
no,
on. Like,
well, that's because that's people that don't give a shit and just do it. And like, no, you don't want to do that. You want to keep it within the integrity of the structure of the house and the neighborhood. You want to keep in the theme of what it is, you know? And that's why these McMansions look stupid. And
well, that's why John was a little bit – He's like, I don't know. We have a really small lot. Like, I don't know if that's going to work. And he's like, but I'd be willing to
it'll
have
work
the conversation.
If you have the right guys do – like, if you have the right guy that goes, okay, well, we're not going to use this material. We're going to use this – you know, we're going to make it look like it was part of the house. That's
right.
What you want to do.
Right.
I would say garage third choice. But if you could go up, I think that would be cool. And just – you know what? You just do a master suite up at the top.
That's what I was going to do.
And that's you guys.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then the rest of the downstairs is the kids.
That's what I wanted to do. Just a bedroom and like maybe a bathroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And then everybody else's house stays the same.
Yeah.
Elby moves over to where we were, which is like one little side wing, and she has her own bathroom. And Sadie and Xander have their bedrooms and the main bathroom.
Yes. Two of the houses we've just lived in the last 5 years have had add-ons into those houses, and the original master bedroom became like one of the bed, like Natalia's, she takes the one. So in each house, she had the original master bedroom, and we have the add-on part.
Or we could even add on above the garage.
Yes.
Which there is a house in our neighborhood that has that exact plan. They probably added it on, and I've been inside the house, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Only problem is our garage isn't attached to our house, but that could be fixed, right?
Yeah.
Make the garage part of the
house.
And then make
– Yes.
Okay.
There's those –
But what would Adam say? Would he be like, yes, add on, don't move?
Yes, he would say add on, don't move. I think it'd be a lot cheaper, a lot easier. You'd be surprised.
A lot cheaper, right? That's
cheaper.
What I think.
Totally. Totally.
And oh my God, if they added on above the garage, we might not even have to move out.
That's right. That's a good idea. You know, they're coming, SYLL Technology, they're coming up with these like, prefab things that you can, you know, order, pick out fixtures, everything. They make it, they ship it, and they put it on, they either add it on to your house or they put it onto a lot. Modular houses. It sounds
weird,
but it's not. They used to be weird container houses, but the technology is changing so much that they look great, and especially in neighborhoods that need housing, you know, that everybody's cramped. It's cheaper and it's blah blah blah. Anyway.
Okay, I'm kind of excited about this because I feel like it's something we could do like in the next year.
Yes,
and
totally.
Then by the time the kids are 12.
They
could be starting to have more space,
yeah.
And Elby could have stay with her own room.
Totally.
Because otherwise I was like, are we going to have to move Sadie in with Elby?
That's what I was going to say. Have the two girls bunk together.
But
you know,
can you imagine being Elby, 14, 15 years old, and me going, hey, so your younger sister's moving in with you.
Elby goes along with everything. She's fine.
I know. I'd be freaking pissed if I was her, though.
Yeah, but you're not her. No, I think you
should. She would not like it.
I think you should.
She would be upset.
Yeah. No. I think that you should have a guy come and give you a quote.
Okay.
Yes.
So just get a contractor?
Get a contractor.
And
good
say,
luck with that.
What are my choices?
Yeah. Yeah. If you want me to find you somebody, actually, I do have somebody.
You do?
Yes. That's very good and reliable. And it's not Ray.
Oh my God. Okay.
You know, yeah.
I'm sorry that you guys had to hear my concert.
They're our friends, right?
Yeah. But
you tell Stephanie what they
think. They're probably all like, oh my God, let me give you my ideas. So feel free. Go on the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page and
tell Steph what to do.
Tag me.
I could be completely wrong. Maybe it is.
I doubt you're wrong. That's what I mean. You're married to somebody who does this. So I thought you might.
It's easy.
Have an opinion.
It's not. I mean, it's not easy, but it's not.
But better than making a move to a brand new neighborhood.
Yes.
Listen, this is my thinking, really quick. I said to John, I was like, I just feel like I'm too old to change completely change neighborhoods at this point.
Totally.
It would be like moving out of the state. Like,
yeah.
I want to go to my same Trader Joe's. I want to go to my bagel place. I'd want to be able to walk around my neighborhood with
right.
the dog.
Right.
Like, I don't want to go learn new neighbors' names even.
No,
I feel like I don't want to start over.
No, I know. I don't blame you. I don't blame
Let alone move out of the state, but I'm saying I don't want to start. I've lived in my neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
you know, since I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
I've lived there. I've raised my kids mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. I just want to stay.
I don't blame you one bit.
Okay.
And I think it's a lot cheaper than moving.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Great. Done.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We want to tell you about a new thing
mm-hmm.
called Just Fab.
Oh, okay. Tell me about this.
Well, we all see these like trendsetters in magazines or on Insta, and we think, I wish I could put together a look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can live up to your style potential, and you don't have to break the bank doing it. Make this year your most stylish year yet by becoming a VIP on justfab.com. Here's what it is. They bring you everything that's new and trending in shoes, clothing, accessories, so you can look like $1 million on your budget.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't know where to start, Just Fab makes the entire shopping process fun and exciting. They have a style quiz.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't love quizzes, but on this one, there's no wrong
answers.
But
they get to know, yeah, they get to know what you like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can shop as a guest, which I like,
mm-hmm.
or you can become a Just Fab VIP and take it from us. That's by far the best way to shop.
Yes.
It's just easier. Like, so I did it. I signed up as a VIP and then I found everything that I needed. So many great suggestions. I had so many
yeah.
options and I like that.
Yes. Because now you're working too more, right? You're going to meetings. You want to be able to just
yeah.
have your business clothes ready to go.
And unlike some of these ones that send you something every single month
yes.
and then you get overwhelmed and
yeah.
you're like, oh, God, I don't need to shop this
right,
month.
Right,
right. Well, they have a flexible membership so that each month you can choose to shop or you can skip it.
I love that, too.
Yeah. So you can shop when you want to. Okay. Now is the time to sign up as a VIP because right now you get your first Just Fab style for as low as $10.
What?
So go to justfab.com/FCOL and get our exclusive VIP order. That's justfab.com/FCOL.
Nice.
Yeah. This was a good show.
Go Rams.
Listen, we're still happening over on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Every week we bring you bonus yes. juicy content.
Yes.
Fun extra content.
Talk about
for
$5
a month.
Sessions. Yes.
We give you inside
yeah. mm-hmm.
stuff we can't talk about
because mm-hmm.
we might get in trouble.
Exactly.
Or just extra.
Right. Or what? Yes.
Yeah. And if you pay $50 a month, which is not that much, we're going to spotlight your business.
That's a good – listen, I mean, and we have the same people every week too. So something – we
yeah.
must be doing something right.
And we get new ones because people get excited and they're
yes.
like, oh, I want in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like comedy film nerds. They're pretty
Love
new.
Those guys.
Yeah. Graham Elwood and Chris Mancini, friends of mine, hilarious comedians. They do a weekly film review
mm-hmm.
podcast, which I listen to because
yeah.
they're funny and informative. I
yeah.
want to know what to watch.
Totally.
In fact, when I guested on their show recently and they talked about – they raved about the movie Green Book.
Oh, that's right.
And I went and saw it.
Oh,
which,
you did?
And I loved it.
I want to see
because they recommended it. Anyway, go to comedyfilmnerds.com. If you want CBD oil, bacon flavor for the dogs.
I got to talk about that next on Friday. CBD oil, everybody, works.
Okay, well.
Especially for dogs.
Well, if you want to get some, go to our girl. Get it from our girl,
mm-hmm.
Letty Molina. She's at hempworks.com /L Molina. Yeah. And then if you want another mommy podcast, go to Shameless Mom Academy. It's shamelessmom.com. It's Sarah Dean. She hosts that podcast and it's going to make you feel better about being a mama. And if you want to help get girls out of sex trafficking, go to the Wayne Foundation. Go to waynefdn.org and make a donation. And if you want to pimp out your place, go to Kate Marengo at Interior Chicago. In fact, once
yeah,
I do my add-on,
I was just gonna say.
Make Kate fly her ass out here and help me decorate.
Yeah, because she can stay in the garage.
Mm-hmm. interiorchicago.com/interior design. That's it for this week.
Woo! All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Thank you.
You guys.
Thanks, Lynette.
You're welcome, Stephanie.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.